So we're holding here for Zion and Beis. The Mishnah. Till now we spoke about. The first Mishnah said Zebayah, and the Mishnah said Apostle and Craven. So we spoke about Psulim, Mesachik, Bekuvi, that was last Mishnah. This Mishnah we're talking about Craven. We're not allowed to be made, we're not allowed to be dying. Ve'ele and Craven. Achiv, your brother. Ve'chei Aviv, your father's brother. Your mother's brother, Ubaal Achaisai, and the husband of your sister, Ubaal Achais Aviv, and the husband of your father's sister, Ubaal Achais Imai, and the husband of your mother's and of your mother's sister, Ubaal Imai, and the husband of your mother got remarried, V'chamiv, your father-in-law, V'gisai, and your brother-in-law. Those, the children and the son-in-laws, that's what's asa to you. Those people that we just mentioned?
The wife's brother, right?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Or your wife's sister's husband. Yeah. So these, the children and the son-in-laws, are all asa to you. They say this and you're not allowed to say that. The Chargai, and a Chargai is Levada. What's a Chargai? A Chargai is Ben Ishtar, the son of your wife. Your wife was married before, and she had children from the other. So now Rashi has a whole Arichas. So the Chargai Levada, himself, and not his children. So Rashi has a whole Arichas that, what's a Chargai? That's the same as Baal Imai. You to your mother's husband, is your husband to, is you to, your wife's child.
Same thing.
One way is the stepson, and one is the stepson to you. Same relation.
Okay, yeah.
So why is Rashi's brother? Why does Mishnah have to say it?
I mean, how do you know?
It says Baal Imai already. In the same way, you know, the Baal Imai is not to say to you, you know, it's to him.
No, this is your stepson.
But why wouldn't it go both ways?
Why? How do you know your stepson?
No.
When your stepson, you know your father, how do you know when your stepson?
Well, again, your father, your mother's wife, your mother's husband is not allowed to say this on you. That's his stepson.
You know that you can't say this on
your
stepdaughter? Stepdaughter? Is
there
any difference? Is
there yachas? No, same thing, yeah. No, but same thing. There's only yachas, one. There's not. Yeah. There's no yachas two.
The name, Yachas name goes on before, also?
No, yeah. So it's an erva?
So these are all craving, man. These all doing craving. So that's this long Rashi. And Rashi says that, the Mishnah does say, Rashi goes through cases that the Mishnah does say, all the Yishayim are bothered with this Kasha. And Rashi says that there are cases that the Mishnah says of twice, you know, you to him.
But it's Shayach without being from his, through marriage. Let's say it was Al-Piyangsin or Al-Snus.
Okay, Zok the Mishnah.
Who's
Kraven? Only Doide, your uncle. Uben Doide, your first cousins. The children of your uncle. Bechala Reli Yosha, anyone that's Reli to Yosha knew. What is that? So Krashi, the Hainu Kraven Av. That's only craving from your father. Well, craving him, craving from your mother. Your mother's brother, Kashalot, he can't yashin you. If you don't have any yashin, it doesn't go to him. You yashin them, they can't yashin you. He's puzzled to his mother's brother, because you can yashin it. So it's only things that you could yashin, but not they. And since they can yashin you, they could say this to you. So that's what the Mishnah Shoni was arguing on Rebbe Akiva. Anyone that's related to you at that time, which means if he was a Karev, let's say he was your Edom, and then your daughter died, so he's a Kasher. Now you're not related to him anymore. So it's Kasher for him, for you to say this to him and to say this to you.
The same thing would be if somebody gets divorced from their wife.
Exactly.
Child privacy would be.
No, child privacy is your child also. Well, that's a third child from a different.
Yeah, but he'll have the geus if he has a grandson from him.
Oh, okay.
And the guy,
yeah. If you die,
you don't care about that.
Yeah, no. You lose that. We'll discuss it after. Have you die? I feel the mace beitay. V'yesh le'banim imena. Even if his daughter died, and like Rabbi Mazel, what you're saying, v'yesh le'banim imena is a karev because the children. Keep the Yerusha, the Enikl, keep the Yerusha. Rezek, Ha'oyev Ha'asayne. Ha'oyev and Asayne. Ha'oyev Zeh Shushvini. What Shushvini? Shushvini we know by Shushvinin. We know that by Chuppah. That they take care of the Chuppah. They arrange the
they spend the whole Sefer Brachos
right.
they spend
the whole thing, right? So that's Ha'oyev. Sayne, Kosh Ledabi, my Kosh Ledabi, Mishlashi Yom Be'eva. You didn't speak to your friend 3 days. Not some you didn't speak to him. You don't speak to many friends for 2 days, but be'eva, because you're upset at him, because it's a fight. I'm letting Nachshon Yisrael al-Kach know that even though you're not going to go ahead and say Eid Shaker because he's your friend, or because he's your friend like a Shushvinin, or because he's your enemy because of, he's your enemy, you didn't speak to him for 3 days because of enemy, that's, you're not going to say Eid Shaker, you're not going to lie. You shouldn't be a dying, Rashi explains, but for Eidus, you are cautious. Like the Ma'amanan and Milik, having that craving apostle Eidus. Says children, father shouldn't die. If it's telling you that you won't die because the father won't die because the children are doing bad, and the children won't die because the father's doing bad. You die from your own chatayim. You don't die from someone else's chatayim. Only your sins you die from, not someone else's. The father can't die for the Eidus banim. Ubanim Yusal Avis Be'edus Avis. So you see that the father, you can't say Eidus for your father, for your child. Ubanim, yeah, Ubanim Avis, Bavain Avis, like we're going back there before, that children can't die from the sins of the father. So you see that you do get, Pekid Avis Abanim, a child does get sin, it does get punished for the father's sins. Over there, talking about where they're still holding on to the father's sins. When they're holding on to the father's sins, so not only you get your sins, you get your father's sins also. It's a double up punishment. Since you're doing what your father did, bad, then you get your father's and yours.
What do you do about Chorus? Over there at the bottom, the dude died for the.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's see. The market of this says only when they're still holding to the father's chatayim. Maybe it's talking about only when they're not holding on to it. So the market is that you only get for your own sins. So obviously, when you get for your father's sins, it's only when you're holding on to your father's chatayim. So it's interesting. Since you're holding on to your father's chatayim, you get punished for your father also. You see, you don't get for someone else's sins. You see that Klai Yisrael are even b'zeh, and you get for your brother's sins. No, if you could have been Meicha, and you weren't Meicha, then you get punished for your fans. How do you know that the children to children get? Okay, let's look at the Yimso Avis Abed. My bottom, that full of bottom, my daddy, that even children. Okay, we'll do it. I got the Chaydish.